Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.
Has your home ever been damaged from a natural disaster? Do you have insurance and make a claim, but the deductible has to be met to complete the repairs? Have you ever had a car accident and had to drive around with a damaged vehicle after you reported to the insurance company because the deductible was more than you could afford at that time? If your home is damaged and/or you have a car accident, would you have $500 to $2,000 available to pay your deductible? We at WPayD.com have a warranty for your deductible at a price anyone can afford and ease the worries of having a high deductible for lower rates. For about 1.5% of your deductible monthly, we will pay your deductible when the time comes, and if you do not, we will return 25% of your premium if you do not use your warranty every 2 years. Click on the website to apply for your warranty today. We pay all your deductibles.
About sex, right? But on here, we talk about how to stimulate your mind, your soul, your essence, so that we all grow and are able to master and maneuver what's going on in this world. Fight the chaos and what the world is trying to tell us it is. We know that we are divinely capable of communicating, hearing, listening, and thriving. Go ahead and tell the children to go to another room. Notepad, your pen, your pencil ready. Whatever you take, though. You definitely would have got down your tool. Five out, type and speed. Now bring back to our special guest for you. Yes, yes, yes.
We'll be right back.
all, today we're in for a special treat. We have a man who has a heart of gold. I mean, it's a heart bigger than anything that you could hold in your own hands. This is a man, no matter what he's experiencing, no matter what he's going through, no matter what his family is going through, he continues to be an advocate for those who don't speak for themselves. He continues to be a man who strives for all the goals and the vision that God has put into him. He continues to put himself into spaces that some people would never imagine placing themselves. He puts no limitation onto himself. He's an entrepreneur. He's a father. He's been a loyal husband for over 40 years. This man is phenomenal. And it's not that his life has been perfect, but he has made it perfect because of his belief in his foundation in the Creator. This man coming to us today is Dr. Frank Marshall. They call him Uncle Frank. So Uncle Frank, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people before we go into our gratitude moment?
I just want to say hello to everyone that's out there. I just pray and hope that God would use me to a degree that I would say something that would inspire you to be able to be better than what you are.
Y'all see how humble he is. Y'all hear the love. Y'all hear that? That is a beautiful thing, especially nowadays, Uncle Frank. I honor you. I honor you for being a man that stands up as a man, who has a heart, who has a soul, who has a gentleness, but also got that fire to be like, no, don't come at me the wrong way. Don't get it messed up, you know? And I think a lot of people can learn so much from that, that a man is somebody who's balanced and knows how to be a warrior, but also knows how to be a teddy bear. You know, and I really thank you for that. And I thank you for that example that you're setting out there in Georgia for other people to see and across the U.S. with all your travels. And with your friends who are international as well that you bring into the lives of those who may never meet people on that caliber of experience or financial wealth. So thank you so much for all that you do for young men, for their fathers, and for the families supporting young men. So really, thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you all with that, you hear us saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. So gratitude, right? It's an important thing. And funny story, Uncle Frank, you tell me what you think about it. Y'all listening, email grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. That's grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. And let me know what you think about this story. So I went to church recently, and I go to a non-denominational church, right? And the pastor, he was telling a story. He said, let me tell y'all about a man named Jesus. So everybody started laughing. And he said, you know, it's this guy named Jesus. He had a friend. He found out his friend Lazarus was dying. So he was in a whole nother part of town. He was like, oh, yeah. Lazarus will be okay. You know, he gonna be fine. I'll go over there in a little bit. So he chilled out for the night, right? He finally goes to see Lazarus. And Martha comes out. Martha like, hey, Jesus, Lazarus done died. Now, he already told the disciples, Lazarus is dead. You know, we still gonna go. They was thinking Jesus meant Lazarus was asleep. But he was like, no, that dude is dead. He gone. But he need to die, right? And everybody's kind of like, what in the world is up with Jesus right now? So Martha's like, hey, why didn't you come 3 days ago? You know, Jesus was like, yo, everything's okay. Everything's fine. So then Mary comes. Jesus, where have you been? He's like, yo, everything's fine. You know, he's going to be all right. So he's like, he waited another day. On top of the days, he done waited. So now it's been 4 days, right? You can check this in the book of John. And they're like, it's been 4 days at this point. He's like, let's go see Lazarus. Now they trying to comfort Jesus. They're like, Jesus, you know what? You missed it. You was late. It's okay. Let's move on. Except that you was late. Jesus was like, no, we gonna go see Lazarus, you know? So he go out there and he tells them, move the stone. Now, in the scripture, it actually said there's an odor. They was like, nah, Jesus, he been in there 4 days at this point. It's a real strong odor. I don't think we want to do that. Jesus was like, do y'all not believe in me and believe in the Father? They said, well, yeah, we do. We do. He said, roll back the stone. And when they rolled back the stone, he said, thank you, Father, for always hearing my prayers. I normally wouldn't say this aloud, but I say it so that they know that you brought me here and to be a witness to who you are. And he started off with saying, thank you. Then he called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus arose, and he walked out with all the linen wrapping on him, including it upon his face. And he told Martha and Mary, remove the linen from him. Now, this is how my pastor told it. He said they went back to the house and had a barbecue after that and celebrated that Lazarus was alive. And the point was, no matter how stinky your attitude is, making the equivalent analogy between the tomb not smelling so good and some of us not having a good attitude, then when you call back to God and you call back to the divinity that is you, you can transform that with something as simple as saying, thank you.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Uncle Frank?
And that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that. You know, you got to be grateful. And that's what God wants. You know, that's showing the mind and the character and the heart of God when you're very grateful. And you thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, that's powerful. I like that. I should have. There's going to be a replay on this.
Oh, yes, definitely. With Grown Folks Talking Live, people are able to, and for those of you listening who may be wondering the same thing, you're always able to listen to this podcast anytime you want. Download it, stream it, share it, save it to your computer, your phone. You can go back, and if there's something that really resonates with you, you're able to listen to it again and again and again. So, yes, sir, it definitely is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I love how you said that. Thank you. What is your philosophy on gratitude?
Well, gratitude, you know, everybody loves being around people that are grateful. You know, you got to work every day on being a person of your word. You know, when you've been a person of your word, you know, you can't help but being grateful. And that draws people to you, you know, because that's what life is all about. You have to draw, in order to be able to impact and help people, you got to be able to draw them to you. You can't help people if you're driving people away from you. And so that's where you got to have a good philosophy of people. You got to love God people. You got to love God people as you love yourself. So that's why it's so important to love yourself. It's hard to love someone when you don't love yourself, you know. So you just got to have a good philosophy about yourself. When you have that about yourself, you can't help but have it for others.
Wow.
So with that being said, that's why it's so important. You got to work every day on yourself, you know, work on your everyday with yourself and having a good graceful attitude. Because all of that arrive out of attitude is how you see yourself. What's your philosophy about yourself? You know, that's very key. You see other people by the way you see yourself. So you have to have a good philosophy about yourself. That's very key.
That was powerful. You all want you to meditate on that. Having gratitude for other people is gratitude for yourself. And having a good philosophy for yourself and of yourself allows you to be grateful for those in your life. You know, those people who show up and you're like, why is this person arguing at me? There's something in you that you need to be grateful for because you're getting the opportunity to grow. When somebody comes up to you and they trigger you, they cause you to kind of question yourself and your actions, that's an opportunity for growth. When you find 15 cents, that's the opportunity to realize, okay, I attract money. Let me attract $15 next time. Let me attract 1,500 the next time. Let me attract 15,000 the next time. It all comes from being grateful over the things that some people may call small. But when you are able to walk in and solidify yourself in and engulf yourself in gratitude, thankfulness, just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, and adding to it, you're welcome. Because you can give the thank you, but can you receive the gratitude as well? And today I'd like to ask you to invite yourself, open yourself to receiving gratitude when someone gives you a compliment, when somebody tells you thank you, when somebody acknowledges the greatness in you. Receive it, because reciprocity is part of the recipe to success. And with that, I invite you all to go into gratitude right now. And we're going to do our meditation. This is coming from Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation. It's available on my website, aquilafaye.com, aquilafaye.com. And this is the meditation for rejuvenation, because we all have the opportunity. And based on how this world is, we need the opportunity to just rejuvenate and not give in to the chaos. So remember to breathe in, hold it, give thanks for what's happening in your life. Exhale, give gratitude for what's happening in your life. Inhale again. As you inhale, I ask you to put your shoulders up to your ears. When you exhale, rotate them backwards and bring them down. So let's practice that. Inhale up to your ears as close as you can. Exhale. Inhale up to your ears. Exhale. Inhale up to your ears. Exhale. And allow yourself to go into gratitude deeper and deeper. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Grown Folks Talking. No! Frank, that's why I'm so glad that we are able to do this pre-recorded. I'm like, really? Really? That's what we're going to do, God? We're just going to take it there. That's what's going to happen right now. You're just going to bring up another episode. Why? 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 But it is okay, because we're going to go right back here.
Rejuvenation meditation. If you're in your car, then mentally you're going to find a place in your mind that you can relax, such as the beach, and you're going to visualize it, but please, please pay attention to the road or pull over for this particular meditation. If you're at home or work, find a place where you can sit down and be still. Place your right hand in the middle of your chest over your heart, and place your left hand over your belly button. Be sure that you are comfortable in your position, with your body and head slightly aligned as much as possible. Now, close your eyes and visualize a serene place. This place you envision can be real or imaginary, but it's a place that makes you smile from the instant thought and image. Some examples may be a waterfront, a path through the forest, floating on colorful clouds, or just relaxing in your house or on the porch, or an open field with flowers and lush greenery. Now listen to my voice. You may repeat it. You may just listen. It's totally up to you. My energy has been low, and at this time, I go to a place of refuge within myself. For I am always with me and carry peace within due to love that the Creator has gifted me. I accept that to rejuvenate, I may require isolation from others in order to receive the peace of mind required for me to reboot. I breathe in life of the one true God into my being and all aspects of my existence. I release stress from the situations that are outside of me, which I cannot control. I embrace that I have the ability to go inside of myself to encourage and motivate myself because I am a reflection of God that is made in the image of the Creator. Therefore, everything that I need is already inside of me. I am free of tiredness and embrace balance at this time. In this moment, I embrace balance that allows me to see the world with new eyes. A balance that allows me to manage responsibilities and obligations with joy because I am capable and have the capacity to do all that is bestowed to me. I am strong and do not weather the storm. Rather, I am the peace in the storm. I am the force that makes peace radiate from deep inside of me to the external environment and those who come near me. I am revived spiritually. My spirit is led and connected by the source of all life. My mind shifts in this moment, knowing that I am energized, I am excited, I am balanced, I am capable, I am a winner, I am a champion. I smile because I am sincerely happy. I laugh because my soul is free to enjoy life. I engage with others because I am surrounded by positivity and upliftment. I am rejuvenated. Thank you for rejuvenation. Ashe. Rejuvenation meditation. If you're in your car, then mentally, you're going to find a place.
Power being able to go into our breath and recognize each and every moment that we're experiencing with ourselves and with the world around us. Gaining gratitude for the ability to take ourselves to a place where we understand no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, have the ability and the fortitude. Relax and pause and come back to the strength that is who we are, a reflection of the Most High God. Dr. Marshall, Uncle Frank, what did you think about the meditation? And what is your philosophy on meditation?
That was powerful. Meditation, you get introduced to yourself. That was a powerful meditation. I love that. It helps you to get introduced to yourself.
And what is your philosophy on meditation?
My philosophy, the meditation was awesome. I really loved that. I just went into La La Land. I just spread my wings and I flew to the utmost part of the world. I found myself at a nice place where water was falling. It was so relaxing and soothing. Meditation is something that helps you tap into yourself. It helps you to find yourself. You know, it helps you to be able to realize the power that you have within you, because it's in you. You know, all that we need, just like the military, like you were saying, all that we need is already on the inside of us. And so that helps us when we meditate, that helps us to feel free that we can do whatever it is, because we meditate, it teaches you how to be bold. That if you really believe in meditation, it teaches you how to be bold. And the bold stands for, you know, being bold, being bold, articulate, teach you how to be bad. That's what I'm trying to say. The bold teach you how to be bad. You know, and the bad stands for bold, articulate, and determined. You know, that's what meditation teach you how to tap into that. You know, and it teach you how to be brave. Because once you go into a deep meditation and you feel like you can accomplish pretty much anything, because you tap into that divine spirit, man. You tap into it. It teach you how to be brave. And it teach you how to be strong. You know, because you, like you say, it's already on the inside, or you taps into that when you meditate. And that's why meditation is so powerful. And it teaches you how to be happy, because once you tap into that meditation, Dr. Kit Faye, you know, you just block yourself out from the cares of this world and for everything. You're not worrying about no bills being paid. You're not worrying about who mad at you, who said certain things about you. You just tap into a place of happiness. You know, you tap into that place, because we all have it on the inside of it. And also, you tap into this freedom. You just feel so free, you know, with no worry, no cares of this world. And that's what meditation is all about. And meditation teaches you how to be original. It teaches you how to be yourself, you know, because you just there with no distraction or no nothing. That's why meditation is so important. It's so powerful. That's why everybody should meditate every day before they leave home. You know, that gives them, they taps into that strength. Once they meditate, just like I said, you come by, you come out with a boldness, man. You know, you come, you learn, you be bad then at that point. You know, you be bad, because we all got a badness in us, because we are representations of God. We all got this badness in us, and that bad is bold, articulate, and determined. We just got to learn how to just tap into it. You know, and we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, because we hold ourselves back because we don't tap into it, to the power that we have in us.
That was so powerful what you said. I definitely appreciate you. And you said do it every single day to tap into your boldness, your determination. Be bad. Like back, Michael Jackson was like, you know who's bad? All of us are bad because we're bold, determined. You know what I mean? Like, that is a beautiful thing. So you're like, oh, I can't meditate. What? You can't be bad? You can't be bold? You can't be articulate? You can't be determined? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And yes, you will. So that's why you're tuning in right now, the Grown Folks Talking Live, with our special guest, Dr. Frank Marshall, who has an organization in Atlanta, Georgia called Force of One. And I'm so grateful that you allowed me to be a part of a project that you all have been working on for a few years, which is your book, your collective book called Survive Life Challenges, the second edition. Your attitude is the difference. Courage plus commitment equals discipline. And you allowed me to work with you and 10 other men on sharing your stories in transparency to help other people understand how to get through some of the challenges of life. And I'll be honest, as I help with this book, I learned so much. Men share stories about losing children. They share stories about growing up poor. Share stories about having gangster parents. Share stories about homelessness. Share stories about always being successful but having a challenge in their marriages. You know, the men in Force of One really became transparent. And I would love for you to share how that Force of One became that oneness of so many brown men saying, you know what? We're not scared to tell the truth. You all weren't scared to be transparent. You weren't scared to share your experiences because you knew the power that it holds to help somebody else get through something that they're going through. So would you share with us a little bit about Force of One, what you do, how you founded it, and how people can contact you?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. One thing I realized, you like me myself, Dr. Faye, I grew up as a very poor man, very poor. When I said poor, I was very poor. We were so poor, and we stayed so deep down in the woods, they had to pump us daylight. We couldn't afford electricity, they had to pump us daylight. We stayed so far down. That's how poor we were.
He said pump us daylight. So,
that's right, they had to pump us daylight. You know, now as a little boy growing up, Dr. Faye, I recognized and I realized it was more to me than I was experiencing. And it was more to life than I was experiencing. And I prayed, I always have had this sense of belief in God, you know. And I always prayed to God, if you ever bring me up, if you ever put me in a position that I'll be over some people, not necessarily, when I say over, I don't mean over because we all equal, but put me in charge of a group of people or something, I would never look down on them unless I'm trying to help them up, because I recognize the greatest opportunity is wherever you are. You know, wherever you are, that's an opportunity right there. You know, and so, and I realized, you know, that we all are important, because, you know, that when you're poor, a lot of times people have a tendency of looking over you. They look at you as a nobody, look at you as being poor. And so, and I was determined when I was a little boy, when I grew up, I'm not going to be poor all my life. And I remember something Dr. Fuller said, Dr. S.B. Fuller, and I thought was so profound. Yes, and I thought it was so profound, man, and I still strive, and I strive on that each and every day. What he said, because, you know, he grew up poor as well, and he said, we're not poor because God wants us to be poor. He said, reason we're poor, simple reason, because my mom and my dad and no one in our family ever had a desire to be rich. You know, to have more. So that's why everything starts with a desire. You have to desire anything in order to be able to accomplish it. And when he said that, and I thought that was so profound, it was just unreal. And so God made all of us equal. So, you know, like a lot of times people say, why white folks are rich and we're poor? You know, but he made all of us equal, and we got separated one time because they got the ups on us. But nowadays in time, it's no reason for nobody to be poor, because we got all kind of opportunities out there. Just like I said just a minute ago, the greatest opportunity is wherever you are. Wherever you are, there's an opportunity somewhere. You just have to look around and see the opportunity. But you can't seize it if you don't see it. You have to see it. You don't have to look for opportunity. All you have to do is just seize it, because they there. Opportunity there, because people coming to you every day with opportunity, but you look at them all as a scam. I can't do that. I know that I don't have them. You look at things that are scam, but you overlook opportunity, because that's why they say, you know, a poor is passing over opportunity repeatedly. That's why we continue to stay poor. You know, it's just like, you know, how I came about the Force of One, the Force of One and the Survive Life Challenging. You know, once I started the group, because I looked around and I see we as men, especially our black men, we were out of position. So now I said, man, we need to take our rightful place, because we got our young people watching us. You know, they need an example. They need something. They need some footsteps to walk in, to step in. Because every generation, Dr. Faye, keep having to start over and over and over. And that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. So, you know, we got to start teaching them the things that we leave. We got to start teaching them things. We got to start leaving something in them, opposed to leaving something to them. Because, see, by us continue to leaving things to them, and we haven't left nothing in them, they will swing it away. And they'll be right back poor. Because if you got a mindset of $10,000, and if someone leave you $1 million, it won't be long. Less than a year, your mindset will drill right back down that $10,000. Because you wouldn't have the capacity to invest it, you know. So that's why it's so important for us to have to leave something in them, opposed to leaving it to them. And so, and I knew that we as men, we wasn't doing that. We wasn't positioning ourselves. So that's why I got the group of guys together and started talking to them about the importance of the challenges and things that we had. Because a lot of the guys are doing extremely well now. You know, so in order for us to pass our legacy on, we need to journey and put it in a book and let the young people read it, and that And one of our story would be able to identify with some young person that are reading it, because I realize all of us have a story. You should always tell your story. You should always tell, because your story, it is about you, but it's not for you. You went through what you went through for someone else. Always tell your story why you do what you do. You know, people want to know your why. They want to know your why. So always tell your story. Your story will help others hear what you have been through. You know, other people breakthrough may depend on your story. You know, so that's why we must tell it. Other people breakthrough just maybe depend on your story. So that's why it's so important to tell stories. That's why stories are so important. You know, that people need to hear that. You don't keep them to yourself. You go through, like Paul said, what I have went through, I went through it for the furtherance of the gospel. You know, what you went through, now other people going to go further. The result of you going through these things, because what you're going through is not about, it's not about you. You know, it's for the ones that come behind you. So that's what we got to continue to do, leaving good footprint, so our young people to be able to step in some good footprint. You know, because that's why I tell my guys all the time, if we're not mentoring a young black male other than our own household, we're doing the black race a disservice. I don't care if you have 10 young boys in your household that you're raising, you still have room for one more. We got to step up to the plate and start reaching back and start helping our young people, because they want to know. That's why it's so important for us to be a relationship with them. Quit trying to tell them what to do all the time. If we build a relationship, they'll come and ask us what they should do, right. You know. You know, they will ask us, and then we can impact them, because, you know, advice to a unsolicited advice to a person is just like criticism to them. You know, you got a suit on, a blue suit on, and you got some green shoes on with that suit. And I come up to you, Dr. Faith, those shoes don't look good with that suit. Mm-hmm. You probably cuss me out, and you take offense to that. But if you ask me, what you think about these shoes with this outfit? How it look? I said, that don't look too good, Akita. I wouldn't wear it for you. That look terrible. You look like a clown. You can accept that because you asked me for it. You solicited that advice.
I heard
that's
why I said unsolicited. The power of asking.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the power of asking. Right. If we want a GET, we got to learn how to ASK. We got to learn how to ask. It's power in asking. I don't know what you need if you don't ask me. Mm. You know. It's power in asking. And so that was say, you know, we started to force a one simple reason because of that. And then, like I say, you know, I asked the guys, I said, man, I said, we all got stories. We got some things in us that we've been through. I asked each and every one of the guys that can and will to put about 4 or 5 chapters of their life on paper, and so we can put it into a book, and so we can leave a legacy to the ones that come behind us. And about 9 of them, including me, make 10, took the call, stepped up to the plate, and we did. And by the help of you, you're so grateful that you took the book and you edited it and put it into a book. Now we got into a book form. Now we got it. And it's an outstanding book. I got a lot of compliments.
I want to share something from what you wrote. So for those just tuning in, and for those who this might be your first time, we do a book read, and it's amazing. You're such a powerful man, and you're so sincere. If y'all want to learn more about Force of One, go to forceofone, that's the number one, .org. F-O-R-C-E-O-F, the number one, .org. And you will find out how to email, how to call, how to write a letter. You'll see some of the events they have coming up, the downloads, their weekly calls, everything. So that even in your area, you can start to expand the mentorship where you are by participating in an organization that already has a strong foundation. And from your book that you allowed me to help you with, which I appreciate, with the foreword from your Bishop Dale Broner, Survive Life Challenges, Your Attitude is the Difference. You all go get the ebook. You have a chapter. And on page 13, you have a section called Your Thoughts Shape Your Life. And so you all, for our book read, we're going to discuss that. It says, I am reminded of the Apostle Paul, who was one of the greatest examples of challenges of change and a great teacher of how to measure maturity in human experience through challenges and changes. Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians, noted in the Bible, chapter Philippians 4, 11 through 13. And it says, I have learned the secret of being content in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether having plenty or in need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. End of scripture. This is the mindset we have as children growing up. We were very poor, but we did not sit around talking about how poor we were. Instead, we talked about the joy of life we experienced in each moment. I realize now as a grown man, you bring about what you think about all the time. A man is what he thinks about all day long. I'm reminded of something Michael V. Roberts said. He said, we were not poor. We just didn't have any money. I like that way of looking at life, because if you change the way you look at things, the things you are looking at will change. Parentheses, smile. Growing up in a small town on the outside of Atlanta, I always knew it was more to life than what I experienced. I always said to myself while growing up that I was going to grow up and talk to people about the importance of positioning themselves not to be poor, and that I was going to be rich one day. I stated that I would be in position to help lots and lots of people that God has assigned to me. This is why Otto suggesting it is so important. Auto-suggesting is the thing you say to yourself without thinking about it. You must speak blessings into your life. As David said, encourage yourself in the Lord. You can have and be anything in the world you choose. And that's an excerpt, you all, from the book Survive Life Challenges, second edition. Your attitude is the difference. Courage plus commitment equals discipline. Underneath the author, Dr. Franklin J. Marshall, aka Uncle Frank, and the Force of One. So, Uncle Frank, what encouraged you to write that? And what is the thing you want people to get from that? I can't believe how quickly time has flown by. Wow, we got about 10 minutes left. But what is the thing that encouraged you in writing that particular segment in the book that you created with the group, Force of One?
Well, what encouraged me to write that book, because like I said, you know, like I was saying earlier, I grew up very poor, and I spoke blessing over my life when I was a little boy, you know, and all that I was saying that you just read, that's those things that I spoke when I was a kid growing up, and that all of that is manifesting itself. So that's why what I would like for them to take from this, you know, speak positive over your life. Don't ever say anything about yourself that you don't want to manifest in your life, because when you throw things out into the ether, it has a boomerang effect. So it comes right back because you program yourself. That's what I say. Auto-suggestion is very powerful. Auto-suggestion is things that you say to yourself, because that's the only thing that our body has to go on. You have to employ your word. You know, when you saying stuff, man, I can't make it, man. I've been poor all my life. You know, like I just can't get ahead. You cursing yourself. And you will continue to spin in your wheel. So you got to be able to talk and work yourself through these things. You got to see yourself doing well. You know, that whole you see yourself doing well, you got to speak and act as though you already there. You know, if you want to be from where you are now, you got to continue to speak. And like I said, you have to see yourself doing well. If you see it, you got to see it before you see it. Otherwise, you would never see it. Just that simple. You know, so you got to be able to see it before you see it. Otherwise, you would never see it. So you got to speak things, because our words snares us. We can't seem to get ahead in life. Simple reason. Maybe need to check the words. What are you speaking over your life? Words have so much power to it that we can't imagine, regardless of whether you believe it or not. You know, if you don't believe it, so be it. Just keep speaking curses over your life and keep getting what you've been getting. If you want to change your life, you got to change your life, because your mind is your rudder. You know, our words steer us. You got to take and continue making small adjustments each and every day. If you don't like where you are, only you can change it. And you change by making small adjustments every day. You don't make no huge adjustments, just like out there on the with that ship. When a captain is steering that ship, steering that rudder, he don't make just real drastic change, turn with that wheel. He just barely turns, making those small adjustments. Because if he just make a drastic turn in that rudder, he could shipwreck that ship. He can flip it over. And that's the same way with our life. We try to do too much too fast. But we got to learn how to pace ourselves and make little small adjustments every day, or shall I say every day. Every day, mm-hmm. You have to make small adjustments in your life every day. That's why reading is so important. Paying attention to what you're doing. You know, you got to give meaning to your life. Get around people that doing what you want to do. You know, and learn how to help others. And you make sure your tongue is lining up. Make the tongue in your mouth for lining up with the tongue in your shoe. You know, because a lot of times we're saying one thing and we're going another direction. You know, make sure that tongue in your mouth line up with the tongue in your shoe. Whatever you're speaking, make sure you're going in that direction.
That's powerful. You all, we are with Dr. Franklin J. Marshall, a.k.a. Uncle Frank. You're here with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye, on Grown Folks Talking Live. Make sure you join the Facebook group, Grown Folks Talking Live, with Dr. Faye. Make sure if you're listening from Bashani, go down. There's a donate button. Your donations, your love offerings keep these programs going. If you have a business, you can sponsor a show. You can advertise your business on here, just like Our Efforts United, one of our sponsors for this episode, Our Efforts United, helping to rebuild the village through relationships. And they have transformed to Facebook. So go to Facebook and look up Our Efforts United and learn how you can go ahead and donate your time, your talent, and your resources to reshaping and rebuilding the community all at one time. At this time, you all, we're going to go ahead and go to a song by Jonathan Santos called Live Your Dreams. And we're going to be right back. And Uncle Frank is going to give us one jewel for all of us to take with us. And you know how we do. We close out in prayer and protection until our next time coming together.
to sleep. I'm ready to live my dreams.
And we're back, you all, with Dr. Franklin J. Marshall, the founder of Force of One out of Georgia. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm so blessed to be able to be a part of his project, helping him and his organization to develop a book where they can share their stories and their message. And we're blessed to have him here to share his heart, his passion, and all of his wisdom on this platform, giving honor to our men, giving honor to our elders, giving honor to just the fact of being able to be alive with each other and be able to receive something that will help us to grow. Because we are grown folks talking where we stimulate your mind and your soul. Everybody can talk about sex, but we're giving you gold to put into your treasure chest so that you can go out here against this world and not be stressed. So, Uncle Frank, what's one jewel you want to share with people? If they were like, well, how do you maintain? Like, what is the one thing you would say people can do to maintain no matter what's going on and keep their balance?
One thing we got to learn each and every day, Akita, there are two peoples on the inside of you. Is it who you are and who you can become? And so who you can become, you got to work on that every day. You got to develop. And that's why it's so important to whoever, whatever that is that you want to become, find someone that are doing that and ask them what they mentor you. If they don't mentor you, if you don't necessarily have to be a person, you know, find out the person that, or whatever it is that you want to become. There's a book out there on that somewhere, you know, buy that book and read that book. And study that person. You know, study the person that doing the things that you want to become and find out how did they get there. God have no respect for persons. At one point in time, they were just right where you are. You know, that's why I said you got to be bold. You got to be bad. You got to be bold, articulate, and determined. You be able to attain whatever it is you want to do. And so we're trying to figure out things that already done been figured out. That's our biggest problem. We're trying to figure out what already been figured out. So whatever it is that you want to do, there are two people on this side of you, who you are and who you can become. So find out what it, somebody that doing whatever it is you want to do and study that person. That's why I say we are trying to figure out what already been figured out. So we're wasting time.
You know what, you all? Y'all go ahead and resonate on that. This is how we're going to do it. Creator, thank you so much for the wisdom, for the upliftment, for the reminder that we already are everything that we know we're destined to be. Thank you for the reminder that we already have the power, the resource, and the ability to receive all the support that we're questioning, desiring, and wanting, and longing for. It's already within our hands. We ask you in this moment to open our eyes, our mind, our hearts, and our souls, to look at our hands and say, Creator, what have you already given to me? What is already bestowed upon me? And yes, say that to yourself and ask yourself those questions. We give thanks for the ability to ask questions and to receive an answer. And receive an answer and hear the answer and see the answer and feel the answer and receive the answer in an expedient manner. Knowing that as it comes to us, we've already been prepared. We've already been ready. And we open ourselves and we welcome ourselves to the opportunity to grow into our greatness, to be able to plant seeds into this world. Continue to watch over us, our families, and those whom we love. Continue to bless the world with extra seeds of love, understanding, and compassion. Continue to expand who we are individually as a collective, just like the force of one. We are one force functioning underneath the divine power of the Creator. And we thank you for this opportunity to come together. And as we start in gratitude, we end in gratitude. As we start in gratitude, we end in gratitude. We wake up in gratitude and we go to sleep in gratitude. Wherever you are, however you are, we know that all is better, all is well, and you are powerful. Thank you for joining another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye. Thank you, Uncle Frank. aka Dr. Franklin J. Marshall, for joining us today as a special guest. And thank you, all of you across the world, for listening and adding your energy and your love and sharing this message. Mwah! Love you all. Peace and blessings.
Love you. Never give up. Never give up.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.